Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm out to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, forever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would.
Rage. Oh,
in the riddle in the middle like Moni. You're phony cause your style's baloney, but that rock's no filler. Ain't a girl in Sierra putting rappers on ice and lock the bodies in the chiller. The way I bust it up, I chuck nasty style like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I throw you deep beneath the surface. It's the rays from Page, I heat it up like a furnace. My steel got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, I alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to get in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style sharp as cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be beagle. So I breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll over that chicken shit to plucking. You're sucking, stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard, I'm knocking out your toothin'. A teacher, believe this shit, but head just get played out like beavers. Receive it, it's yours, lyrical murder, but still rocking on.
Rock on, rock on, the lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist.
Now I'm a explosive vocalist, make your ear just to focus. No hocus pocus, no bogus, I'm the dopest. Lyrical the locus, where it's so copacetic. I see through your synthetics with my telekinetics. I mean my telepathics from this mouth of madness. Flows one of the baddest in existence, my existence is prevalent. You'll get dropped. I'm rhyming so hard, I see you knocking outside. Cause I slam like collision from your vision to me. If you can't touch it, not even a smidgen to me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it.
Damn,
yeah, get this shit,
I take a puff and I blow out like Moby. Running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, you rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights trying to catch it, slamming through the radio and the wreckage. Towed away, blowed away, cut down, mowed away, curled up like Ola Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller, motherfucking MC Cold Killer. When I cock back, you better drop that. Yo, hop back, I rock at the dawn. Yes, I'm still rock on.
Rock on, rock on, the lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist.
The cop is the awesome.
30th, 48 represents a revolutionary monumental type of bit. A bad motherfucker with a real intellect. 10 steps ahead of his time, 3 to 5 from birth. Pushing a front line all over the earth to a new level. See, this the true rebel. We don't fuck with the state, no red or white or blue metal. Cops is the ops, is the pigs is sick. Swine flu pandemic, they plan that shit. But we upset the set up, free them all. It's a call, street party, IRB, music, street, all of y'all. Friends and comrades with that decision. Like Pac said, this ain't living. They want us all dead. I can't be subjective when it comes to oppression. It's the war on black. Chapman told you that. Cause you say Chirac, don't think that we cool with that. Recognize the fact now. Is you gon' ride with that? With the same energy that when you ride on blacks. Nah, I ain't never say put down your straps. You gotta think about who won us all dead because we black.
Until the bullshit ceases, it's a war in the belly of the beast. And that turn around, I keep my finger on wanting drama, we can bring it.
Look, I'ma say this shit one time and one time only. We ain't against all white people, but we are against all white people that's against us. Fuck all you motherfuckers.
Lock it up.
Fuck your damn selves. Fuck your mangy ass dogs. Fuck your chewing tobacco. Fuck your Confederate flag. Fuck your militia. Your shotguns in the back of your pickup. You cowherd and some sheep. Fucking hardback riding, barefoot walking. Trying to drive the player apart. Cousin fucking niggas do hate. Redneck race, you motherfuckers. You motherfuckers are unbelievable. Y'all talking all that shit about. Tell them break it down, you understand what I'm saying? You wanna race war? You got it. I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
Hey, Suge, what I tell you, nigga, when I come out of jail, what I was gonna do? I was gonna start digging into these niggas' chests, right? Watch this. Hey, quick, let me see them binoculars, nigga. The binoculars. Yeah, nigga, time to ride. Grab your bulletproof vest, nigga, cause it's gonna be a long one. Now, me and Quick finna show you niggas what it's like on this side. The real side. Now, in this ride, it's gonna be some real motherfuckers and it's gonna be some pussies. Now, the real niggas gonna be the ones with money and bitches. The pussies gonna be the niggas on the floor bleeding. Now everybody keep your eyes on the prize, cause the ride get tricky. So you got some niggas on your side that say they're your friends, but in real life, they're your enemies. Then you got some motherfuckers that say they're your enemies, but in real life, they eyes is on your money. So your enemies that say they're true, but in real life, some niggas are snitches. It's a dirty game, y'all. Y'all got to be careful about who you fuck with and who you don't fuck with. Cause the shit get wild, y'all. Keep your mind on your riches, baby. Keep your mind on your riches. 911, it's an emergency. Cowards tried to murder me from hood to the birds. Every one of you niggas heard of me, shit. I'm legendary, nigga, scary and paralyzed. Nothing more I despise than a liar. Cowards die. My mama told me when I was a thief, such a bitch, motherfucker, why these devils set me free? I proceed to make them stiffer when I deliver criminal lyrics from a worldwide mob figure. Thug niggas from everywhere, Mr. Machiavelli. Niggas is waiting for some thug shit, that's what they tell. So many rumors, but I'm infinite, immortal outlaw. Switching up on you ordinary bitches like I'm Southpaw, you get left. And every breath I breathe until the moment I'm deceased, I'll be another moment falling as a D. I'm ripping crowds and I start again. Eternally, I live in sin until the moment that they let me breathe again.
No heart for the fight. I mean, I was in every hand. Then about five, I was in all of them. Whichever one was winning.
So much pain to some niggas it hurts my gun bust. If you ain't one of us, it gets worse. Bitch niggas get they eyes swole. In fly mode, I'm a homicidal outlaw. In 5-0, get your lights on. The fight's on. Tonight's gonna be a fucking fight, so we might roll. My own homies say I'm heartless, but I'm a G to this until the day I'm gone. That's regardless. Ride by, niggas bow down. Thought I rot in jail, pay bail. What niggas out now? Throw up your hands if you thugged out. First nigga act up, first nigga getting drugged out. I can be a villain if you let me. A motherfucker if you do upset me. Tell a cop to come and get me. Rip the crowd like a phone number. To start again, don't have no motherfucking friends, nigga. Look at that.
No heart for the fight.
Engaged in making money in the 50 states. Keep your mind on your shit and fuck a punk bitch. No longer
never live in the fear. My pistol close in hand, convinced that this is my year, like I'm the chosen man. Give me my money, you label me as a don. If niggas is having problems, open fire a bomb. I died and came back. I hustle with these lyrics as if it's a gang of crack. Thuggin' is in my spirit, I'm lost and not knowing. Scarred up, but still flowing. Energized, still going. Can it be fate that makes a sick motherfucker break? Only jealous ass powers cause they're evil and fake. What will it take? Give me that baseline, I'm feeling bomb. Death row, baby, don't be alarmed. The homie quick gave a nigga a beat and let me start again. Represent, cause I've been sick, the heart for me.
No heart for the fight.
On the mic, unifying street tribe.
Frontline generals, serve the people, the system is criminal. Stay the plane, no time for subliminal. Make major moves, but we lose minimal. We need a frontline generals, serve the people, the system is criminal. Stay the plane, no time for subliminal. Make major moves, but we lose minimal.
Black Hawk and militia, Cobra commanded like Destro. Some change and some remain the same, just echo. Yeah, puppeteer, pulling strings like your pedal. Don't stop, won't stop, y'all know how niggas go. Scared to leave the plantation, so afraid to let go. Pot screaming out black, pointing at the kettle. Police squeeze, blowing out fragments of metal. Foul a gun barrel, all aimed at the ghetto. Black kill black, niggas hate niggas, that's devil. Understanding is the best part, y'all ain't get the memo. One for the black militias, holding semi all the weapons. Two for the right to bear arms when under question. Three for politicians in it that relate to us. But we know after we vote, they just skate on us. V's open fire on Huey White slept. COINTELPRO, y'all already know, so let's go. Revolutionary steps, never forget. Took Malcolm to Mexico, and Mexico he was left. Revolutionary steps, never forget. Took Malcolm to Mexico, and Mexico he was left.
Frontline generals, serve the people, the system is criminal.
proud to introduce Deputy Chairman Fred Hampton of the Illinois Black Panther Party.
And this is what it feels like. And this is what it feels like.
Our counterintelligence program must prevent the rise of a black messiah.
Look, the only reason I survive, cause a nigga is special first. You get successful, then it gets stressful thirst. Niggas gon' test you, see what your texture's worth. Diamonds and pipes, one of a pressure first.
I arrived on the day Fred Hampton got murdered. Hold up. Assassinated, just to clarify further. What y'all gave birth is the chairman mixed with Jeff Ford. Big step on the jet with my legs crossed. Black stones on my neck, y'all can't kill Christ. Black Messiah is what I feel like. Shit ain't gon' stop cause y'all spill blood. We gon' turn up even more since y'all killed God.
And this is what it feels like.
I believe I'm gon' die, no call
it. And this is what it feels like.
I don't believe I'm gon' die cause I got a bad heart.
And this is what it feels like.
I believe I'm gon' die doing what I was born for. I believe I'm gon' die high off the beat.
And this is what it feels like.
I'm gon' die for the people cause I live for the people.
This is what it feels like.
Y'all ever wonder why we different from the motherfuckers? That these fraud-ass philanthropists, these counterfeit-ass charities have no problem coming out and support us? Yeah, you wonder. If nothing else but in your subconscious. In the back of your mind, y'all even wonder.
Heads
up, eyes open. Right on, right on. Heads up, eyes open and fist clenched. Y'all know this is how we do this. Get locked and loaded for another episode of Free 'Em All Radio here, Intellectual Radio. Don't hit us up directly at 929-477-3785. Let me slow that down for y'all. I know I may have been speaking too fast. Some of y'all may be listening too slow. 929-477-3785. Then you press 1. You also get us at 708-223-8953. 708-223-8953. You see us live and direct on Instagram at the official, again, the official Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. You're on Facebook at Fred Hampton. Also, live on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe, Chairman Fred Jr., Chairman Fred Jr. on YouTube. Also, Intellectual Radio, intellectualradio.com. You know what I'm saying? We are live, locked and loaded in the spirit of making history, taking history, and taping history, y'all. Let's get ready to come on with it. In fact, we say let's change that. Let's get ready to cub on with it. You don't have to necessarily be a member of the Black Panther Party Cubs to engage in the action of cubbing. You know what I'm saying? That can be a verb. You know what I'm saying? We're using the verb. You can do some cubbing with us, y'all. So we got a lot to catch up with. We still riding high off the people. As Chairman Fred would say, we are still too proletarian, revolutionary, intoxicated from this past August 30th. Number of things on things we want to talk about, y'all. I ain't got my notes with me, but I know a lot of things are happening, ranging from passage of the Pretrial Fairness Act. We're going to talk about that. You know, so we got some phenomenal forces going to be calling in who put a lot of work in with this here. Got our brother on, got somebody in the studio, brother, you know, so on deck with us who got to been here before this in his first time. If y'all ain't never heard of this stuff, you know, y'all might want to Google, you know, so the pros, what you thought, the battle for it to get to this stage in the game. And, you know, where we at with it, some of the misinformation that was put out about it. We're going to talk about that. Also, I'm going to fly in next to me. I'll also be talking about, slow down, Chairman. I'm going to catch your breath. We also talking about this. I know it's a big phenomenal discussion. I know y'all going to need y'all to tag team with me and help me out with this phenomenon about this, the Colorado and Deion Sanders in the sport. Because really, I ain't really like no sports. Into the sports real heavy, but it's a discussion. It's a phenomenal discussion happening. I want that with your, you know, hearing ins and outs, your take on, you know, I feel like a lot of issue in regards to him leaving Jackson State to the HBCU and going to Colorado, which you know what I'm saying, like you hear certain places, Iowa, Colorado, you know what time it is, what's down, you know what it is. But your thoughts on that? We're gonna talk about that, you know what I'm saying? Even, you know, a lot of people saying why the all, you know, some different artists and come out and support that, you know what I'm saying? And also some of the contributions that he raised, you know what I'm saying, in regards to the HBCU at Jackson State. Also, I know it's subject at the bottom, but also definitely I want to premise with this our condolences to the Brown family. I tell you, we talk about these situations and cases, whether it be in Chicago or Maywood, whatever the case may be, you know, Oakland, California. And we have an objective analysis, but again, it hit home. It hits home in a lot of cases. I mean, like literally geographically speaking, close, as well as politically and emotionally. You know, I mean, this case is an ongoing situation, but what has been confirmed is that his mother's, the mother, a former NFL player, Sergio Brown, she's been found. It's a close home in the creek, they said, you know. So, and I was just reminded recently, that's with comrades, that she was stopped by the Hampton House, too. And mind you, Maywood is 21 blocks. It's, you know, again, like literally 21 blocks. And so it's, you know, it's some of the small town dynamics about, you know, interacting with people, you know knowing whose family, so on and so forth. So, and even in Chicago, you know, Chicago, that's where I grew up at, even though that's a large city. I mean, when I thought these names and dates and cases, and I provide an objective analysis, but a lot of these, you know, cases be family members and people we know, you know what I'm saying? So this, you might want to type in a text and see what you've been hearing about some of the situations going on now. It's ongoing. It's not, something else too. I know I'm missing on the bottom on the flyer. Okay, we're gonna talk about, you know, signing this thing, the Pretrial Fairness Act. There's one more situation too on the flyer. I know I'm missing. So it'll come to me in 1 minute. Hear me out. But also, we're gonna talk about that. The case, ongoing situation, Sergio Brown. So, comrade, let us know we have any callers. If we have any callers in queue. Thank you very much. Oh, yes. Today, no doubt about it. Thank you, Sister Parish. Right on. The case, and I kind of use this term kind of loosely. I'm hesitant to use this term of anniversary, the acknowledgement. What year? How many years has this been? The murder. And I also want to open the four young sisters, the four young girls, in what was known as Bombingham, technically Birmingham, Alabama, but what came to be known as Bombingham, Alabama. And this one dude, it's one criminal, I think they call him Blow Up Bob or something, he, you know what I'm saying? Even though he later in the game, got convicted on the case. Similar to the case of Mega Evers, you know what I'm saying? Up in age. But he was not an aberration. This was a common dynamic that, you know what I'm saying, that was, in fact, it still have a lot of cases, you know what I'm saying? People say, I know lynching stuff still going on, but the bombing of churches, and even a lot of stuff that I want to open up, like, you know, a deep analysis on it too, with the bombing of the church in Alabama. And this case, some people don't know, I think it was 7th in total, 17 people. I think also a little brother was murdered when they bombed the church, you know what I'm saying? And this will be some of the background, the black ground that you'll hear about, you know what I'm saying, situations. And also the reverb or the trickle-down impact, how it impacts you, you know. I can't recall the sister name, who later on the age, on our interviews, she talked about with the bombing, though she survived, the glass shrapnel was in her eyes, and also later on inside her stomach. She was unable to have children. See, these are some dynamics that, you know, that never comes out, like the ongoing effect. I was having a discussion earlier about you know, Fannie Lou Hamer,
right?
And you know, how they locked up and they had I think it was a Negro, a black maybe a male or female. They had them beat. They told them they had to beat her. The guard said they made them beat her. And also, for a surgery one time, unbeknownst to her, doctor did a hysterectomy on her.
Our sister played that role too, didn't Taraji P. Henson? Was that the role that the sister played? Mary Fanny Blueheimer? That's the role.
You played the airline sisters.
No, this was a sister in Mississippi, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh no, I know what piece you're talking about. Get it come to me in a minute. I know, yes. If y'all know that piece we're talking about, yeah, let us know. That wasn't Fanny Lou Hamer. It'll come to me.
Powerful sister down in the South.
Get it come to me.
Standing when sisters in particularly wasn't supposed to stand like that,
It'll come to me. It'll pop up. We got a phenomenal listener audience. If we don't get it, they're going to help us get it.
Hell no.
We got our brother. We're gonna tap in. We'll talk about this pretrial for fairness. Let me know also, some comments. We got any callers in queue? I'm gonna have some callers call in queue also with in regards to this and some other such a matter. Callers, you in queue? 929-477-3785. Then press 1 to get in queue. We're going to try to free them all. Right on, my brother. Yes, indeed. Man, respect. I'm going to see you. I'm going to see you tomorrow, young brother, man. Another event they have also with Healthy Hood. What's the brother? The basketball court over there. Forgive me, Corey. I got his organization they have over there on 63rd, right over Ashland. I'm going to be touching down some organizations tomorrow morning. And now y'all get early in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to be interviewing with Carl Nelson's show tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock a.m., so I know I get some rest. So say it in the building, right on. 10 fits in the building. So you're right. Birmingham survivors. But we're trying to get the other sister's name, too. Let me know if I got any callers in queue. Get a chance to come back. While we're waiting on that. I just, shout out, working on the ground with this, saying a lot of times the groundwork that goes into different, legislation, different moves in general, a lot of people don't see that. I'm real big about this, not that you ego tripping, you don't get credit for everything. One of the dynamics I stress about acknowledging a certain sector engaging in this stuff, I think is, they're 28 years locked up. Tanya, I respect her to call in, Souls, Cassandra Greer and others, that have a connect to the community, because images and people that you can, I'm real big about real models as opposed to role models, that people that you can relate to say, well, I can do that. And I look at that example, that's sort of Coco Golf,
tennis.
Yeah, and they showed the image of her as a child looking at, Venus, Serena playing tennis. And they show her as a child. And then some images now, they got these little sisters, little girls, they about 7, and they got their little track uniform, and you can see they dressing like Sha'Carri Richardson.
Sure. Yeah.
It impacts you,
Absolutely.
What I'm saying? So I really, a lot of times we hear about people, fighting or addressing issues. Well, I ain't no politician. I ain't no religious mm-hmm. leader or whatever. The word is slashed on, everyday people, though. That's so to show that they instill a confidence people are going to take on different dynamics. So definitely let us know when we got those calls in queue, y'all. Again, we're live and direct on Free of My Radio. And we expect some other calls to call in. If y'all can't get through on 929-477-3785, make sure you press 1. Try 708-223-8953. We're going to talk about the pretrial fairness, and we're going to talk about what happened in Birmingham, Alabama. In fact, I'm supposed to be speaking in Alabama September 28th through 30th, I think. And you hear about Alabama, the history of Alabama, the boycotts and everything. And people don't get their credit. Claudette Colvin, no slight, no disrespect to Rosa Parks.
Yes.
The dynamic of, Claudette Colvin, the young sister, I think about 16, that refused to give up her seat. initially with the boys boycotting Montgomery, Alabama. We're gonna be touching on that, you know. So we cruise into different subjects. You know what I'm saying? And we feel people's energy, so y'all feel free to club on in with us. All right, brother. I want some transportation issues among some other issues right now, and I really want to be down at the courthouse the other day, 26th California, at 7:45, this press conference with the people and for this legislation, the Pretrial Fairness Act, to technically go into place when people come and being released out of jail, and as we really want to catch down them brothers and sisters, you know, coming out. Give us the background. When people hear that term, Pretrial Fairness Act, let's say we're talking to some people who not even familiar with that term, pretrial. You know what I'm saying? So, in layman's terms, you can't bring us. What is this Pretrial Fairness Act? What does it address? What is the significance about? Was it 3 days ago?
I believe that was approximately 3 days ago at 8 o'clock was the press conference, and very many of our...
So Cassandra told me 7:45, she know I'll be late, that's why she told me 7:45.
Get you there pretty early for sure. To be on time is to be before time for sure.
Yes, indeed.
So, yes, sir, but we definitely got there. And to piggyback on what you were saying earlier, Brother Chairman, is, yes, it's tireless efforts that go into getting these chosen elected people of the people, by the people and for the people. You dig what I'm saying? It's tireless efforts that go into getting them on board to back certain bills that definitely will help the people of whom they're supposed to represent and choose, who are chosen by the people as civil servants. Much like these bad cops that we talking about legislation on a little further down the line. However, in regards to the Safety Act, man, it's helping our communities remain economically sound in many ways as far as having to go before a judge and hopefully, God willing, be able to definitely have that so-called, as they say, innocent till proven guilty, have that so-called charge against that individual to be or to carry on, if you will, to allow that individual, that brother or sister, to go back into their community and serve and help, not only economically to their household and family, but, man, to their neighbors and what have you, so they don't lose their jobs and livelihoods in the process of fighting some long, drawn-out case through the court, having to stay in the jail, the county jail, and to wind up beating the case, we don't even get a refund, if you will, for lack of better words, on the work that we've missed out on the time we missed out on. And you talk about mental health illness in our community and what have you. Yeah, well, our brothers and sisters are definitely under pressure. And this here Safety Bill Act, man, it relieved a lot of that pressure, God willing, come January 1st with its inception, but for all intent and purposes, yes, sir, it definitely, in my opinion, relieves a valve that was busting at the seams. And that's only what we just do.
See, January 1st, would it be actually implemented or enacted?
Yes, to actually be enacted, yes,
okay.
Sir, but it is passed. It is passed.
Okay. So the press conference, this early this week, that was just acknowledging that it's passed.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That was acknowledging that, man, it is officially becoming the law,
yeah,
as of January 1st of the new year.
So a lot of people have heard they say cashless bond. So, like you know, it's a big thing. And like when I was growing up, people say, okay, you got a D bond or I bond. I bond was equivalent to like you got on your signature. You know what I'm saying? No
back
cash.
In the day, sir.
Yeah, back in the day, right? Real talk.
Yes, sir.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, sir.
So the cat, a position has been taken. You know that with the cash bond, a lot of people just you're simply being charged with a case, and you don't have the resource, you ain't got the finance.
Yeah.
To get out, you there, and then a lot of times I think it's a quote that Park One Park Song said, people are copping pleas because you're stressing. So
yeah.
A lot of times people say, just to say, okay, well, I'm not guilty, but I want to get up out of this county jail that I ain't cop a plea. So the cash list bond will relieve that by saying what? Okay, you get on your own recognizance or your own?
Effectively, you get out on your own recognizance after seeing the judge, whom you would say, Judge, Your Honor, I'm a respectable citizen and taxpaying citizen of this community. I'm a respectable person of this community. I have no type of ill will or whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So the judge naturally, hopefully, will do his due part, and your attorney, if you should have one or require one, public defender, they definitely should present you as the person and human being you are first and foremost. You dig what I'm saying? And man, as such, you are acquired or afforded the right that otherwise had been not given to us because we didn't have them resources that you eloquently put it as, sir, because we didn't have that financial or political backing and what have you. And we were left to our own devices, which was trying to get back to something tangible, something real, quick.
So would it be so it would be on the judge's discretion?
Yes.
Okay, on the judge's discretion. Okay, so kind of like a lot of people are in the press, like with the gun laws and Second Amendment right to bear arms, there was still certain stipulations in there that the county sheriff could still interject and say, well, this person should have the right to bear arms. So it's still not a blanket assessment that everybody can get.
They still have that loophole. Not to cut you off, Brother Chairman, they still have that loophole in it, technically, as I'm understanding it for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I encourage everyone to go get it and understand it for themselves,
yeah,
or have someone presumably in the family who definitely understands the legal process. Now, I'm hoping that our brothers and sisters, but the actual reality is that we do have cousins, uncles, or what have you locked up whom understand the law to some degree,
mm-hmm,
and are familiar with these bills as they come out. Because many of these brothers and sisters behind the wall are giving the directions out here to, man, come up with and have real prime ideas as to, man, how we can better our conditions in our community.
Yes, indeed. What has been the response to like brothers and sisters who locked up? You know what I'm saying? This doesn't. Like say, if you charge the case as opposed to, say someone has already been convicted and they're going for appeal bond, you know, like as if the appeal bond, like see, that's what Chairman Fred was out on when he was assassinated. That appeal bond, you've been convicted, you've been in prison, and you're filing your case to appeal your case. Does this impact it also, or is this just limited to that of the county on the first charge basis as opposed to you've been convicted? So this impacts only prior to you being convicted. Once you're convicted, this doesn't have any weight, does it?
To my knowledge, and it is limited. I am not a legal professor.
Yeah.
I have knowledge of the bill.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I read it, and from my understanding of it, this is at its inception as far as pretrial, the Pretrial Fairness Act. So as far as when you go on appeal and come back, that is an excellent question, though, because mm-hmm, by all intent and purpose, providing you get a new trial, you would be back. So, I mean, but still, it still would be you presenting or you being presented in a manner as to have a support system.
So we got callers in queue also on the tag team. That was out too. Those, I think we got also press one. If you can 929-477-3785 also press one. If you can't get in through the call in, 708-223-8953. We live and direct here, Free of My Radio. We moving the groove. We talking about a number of things here, y'all. We talking about the Pre-Trial Fairness Act. We talking about the impact. We talking about, help me out with my math, how many years later, the bombing, having a Birmingham, not Birmingham, Birmingham, Alabama. All these four sisters, you know what I'm saying? I said, I'm doing some research. I think another little brother was murdered also. And also the ongoing impact of this, the one who did survive. So, Sister Conrad, we have any callers in queue?
Free them all, Brother Chairman. We have a call in queue. Caller 214-334. Free them all.
Welcome to Free them all Radio, y'all. We live and direct. Welcome to Free them all Radio. Freemall, welcome to Freemall Radio.
You can hear me?
Yes, sir. Welcome to Freemall Radio, yes.
Okay. I didn't know the numbers yet, Kyle. That was my other number. Oh, yeah, but this is Rico Dukes, man. I was just tapping in. I heard a couple of things y'all were talking about. I kind of came in. I ain't been here too long, but I'm just going to respond on a few things that I heard, like for us with the community, what can we do to get our community together. The first thing that we got to do, we got to start trying to form unity. Without unity, we'll never be able to uprise our community. Our community lacks even the power to believe in us, because us that's leading, they don't see us uniting. They don't see us working together. So it's going to be impossible for us to get them to work together if they don't see the leaders working together. The next thing is about the pretrial. The next thing is about the pretrial in Chicago. The United States of America is the only country that has a cash bond. Pretty much no other countries have cash bonds but the United States. So why are we the only country with cash bonds? Like now that's going on in Chicago, is saying that it's a cashless bond, okay? That is the correct way, which is it's written within the Constitution that everybody likes to follow. The next thing is that if we see that this system is not working for us, with all due respect to everybody that do they part in the movement or in the system or whatever case may be. But if we, the oppressed people, see that this system is not working for us, why are we steady playing along in this system talking about go and vote? We see that our votes don't mean shit. So why don't we build our own system? Why don't we build our own nation? Why do we got to keep going to vote in today's system when we make that system? So why can't we build our own system? Why can't we build our own grocery stores, our own land, our own farms? We wouldn't need them for nothing. So how can we get the people to come together to be able to even begin to think that way? It all starts from those leaders. When the people see the leaders coming together, then the people going to start to join together, or else it's going to be a lot of confusion within the people because the leaders not even for sure of what they're doing at that point in time. So it all got to start from us leaders in order to spark the inspiration in the community that we so wish to have. My father said in one of his documentaries that most revolutionary leaders preach to the people about doing something that they themselves should do. My father called that a cowardly revolutionary person. For those who don't know who my father is, it's the Dr. Great Huey P. Newton. I am his only biological child. Oakland, Alameda, California vital records prove this. But carry on to the next subject, that we need to first have unity. And in order to get unity, us that are leading, that are on the front line, we must first unite. If we are able to unite, if we have the same philosophy and the same ideals, which is justice and freedom and success for our people, then I feel that we should be able to unite and put away our personal differences for the betterment and the whole of the people, because our personal differences don't matter within a revolutionary movement. I'll close out with that.
And on live and direct on Free Them All Radio, it's been amazing.
If I may address that, because the brother definitely spoke on some hot button topics of unity for sure, and that's what the people need first and foremost. unity in the unified demonstration of love to one another and moving in accord, man, you know, in one accord for that plight, which is why I definitely feel you around circling the wagons around the demonstration of Free 'Em All as a revolutionary platform and not just a slogan but a mantra. You did what I'm saying? Because, man, I myself am out here trying to unite organizations, CFIS, the Mamas, the CTJ, Chicago Tortious Justice Centers, the Illinois Demand Justice, the Restore Justice, the all these groups, as well as many brothers behind the wall in Stateville, Menard, and everywhere else that's familiar with a brother named Cooley and what Cooley is doing out here after having been released and trying to help other brothers be released, as well as sisters too, because they need the assistance as well. And brothers need to come home and be brothers in these communities. Because, man, we have decimated these communities. We have allowed our communities to be destabilized. And we have allowed ourselves to not gain our upper hand as not only a chosen people amongst these people, you dig what I'm saying, but also the many are called, but few are chosen. And, man, if we don't understand by now what global empowerment is, we definitely have been ran amok. Because, man, all these bosses and moguls out here, brand building and what have you, we need to definitely be on a corporate level thinking. Thank you, brother.
Thank you. Right on, right on. We moving and grooving, y'all. Again, y'all feel free, y'all. The energy is moving and grooving. 929-477-3785. Right on. Thank you all. You don't say no doubt about it. I do guess. Make sure you press one. So the time, I think Satanya is in queue. You have to press 1-929-477-3785. We live and direct on intellectualradio.com. Also live on YouTube with Chairman Fred Jr. You're too loud. Call us in queue.
Free 'Em All, Brother Chairman. No callers in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come into queue, please press 1. Free 'Em All.
Press 1. 929-477-3785. Press 1 to get in queue. Again, press 1. You have to press 1.
Free 'Em All. We have caller 773-251. Free 'Em All.
Welcome to Free 'Em All Radio.
Good evening, Chairman. This is Tanya
Walker. Who do we have here on Free 'Em All Radio?
Tanya, Chairman Fred, how you doing?
I'm well, and see how you are you holding up, my sister?
I am very, very well, very encouraged hearing the other callers talk about how we need to reimagine our justice system. Very much so encouraged.
Right on. Now, let me know if you can hear me. I know we had talked before. We had some communication, we weren't able to hear me clearly last time. So how do we sound? Can you hear me clearly?
It sounds okay. Some of us still using our flip phones, Chairman. We don't have the best technology, but we're gonna work together on this one.
So you're right. We gonna up the ante. Y'all listening, of our Free 'Em All listening audience, we working on getting out soon and very soon. We hopefully get a studio at the Hampton House, everything. We working on that. But in the meantime, between time, if we got to use 2 tin cans and a string, we're going to get this word out.
Yes, sir. By any means necessary.
Tiny Watkins, Tiny was told in your resume, you know what I'm saying? I made mention of you earlier, so Cassandra Greer also. In addition to this, to the work on the ground with this Pretrial Fairness Act, you know what I'm saying, You got a resume with the people. Give us a little background, in regards to the significance of the press conference. I'm still beating myself up. I missed it up. I meant to get them. I'm tightening up. I have some transportation issues. That's another story, though. But the significance of this press conference of the day, the significance of this, when people, it's not until we hear different terms, legal terms, and it may go over people's heads. What is the Pretrial Fairness Act? What is it?
So the pretrial fairness thing, that's a great question. I just want to, you know, first say I almost missed the press conference too, Chairman. 7:45 is very early in the morning. So I got there at 8 and change. So, but appreciate the fact that, you know, folks were willing to support and just couldn't make it down there. But the pretrial fairness act essentially is the use of bond in Illinois. Previously, when folks, and I want to make this word abundantly clear, when a person is accused of a quote-unquote crime and offense, and, you know, crime is an interesting word because anything that the state deems unsightly then becomes criminal. So when you are accused of something and you are taken into custody, before you have your civil right to a trial, while you should be have your civil right to the presumption of innocence, you are incarcerated, and they can actually put a dollar sign on your freedom. So what that resulted in Illinois, were thousands of people being locked up just because they were poor, not depending on what they did necessarily. You steal a candy bar, you have a $200 bond that you cannot afford. You can stay in jail for months up to years before you get your day in court. Physically assault someone, and your bond is $1,500. And if you have $1,500, you walk free. And so we were measuring people's safety and their right to freedom based on if they could afford their bond or not. And that actually, not only was it not fair, it was ineffective. So the Pretrial Fairness Act removed wealth-based incarceration, pretrial incarceration in Illinois.
You know, while you're speaking, I'm just, let me say right on. Let me ask you, what were some of the misconceptions or the propaganda that's put up by opponents? That, you know what I'm saying? Because again, this did not go unchallenged. You know what I'm saying? What were some of the propaganda? What misinformation or even, I don't want to draw a foregone conclusion. What information? Would you just lay it out? People say, okay, well, let's go with that. The opponents of that, what was their position?
Yeah, that was really, really challenging because folks don't know that this actually passed. The bill was passed back in, I think it was 2021. So this has actually been on the books for a minute. Mm. You know, when there was a race for governor, of course, the Pretrial Fairness Act was used as political fodder, and there was so much misinformation, going around. I will make it clear, I do not believe that jails and prisons are effective means of public safety. So I have my challenges with the entire current legal system. But I understand, you know what the law is and what people's political will to actually push that system and reduce that system is, particularly legislative. So I get it. That don't mean I ain't gonna still fight to get these jails and prisons, out the way. That being said, there was a misnomer that no one would be incarcerated pretrial, and that is just simply not true. You know, things like, to try to explain, I'm also not a lawyer at all. I'm just out here in these streets, I'm a mom. I'm a resident of the South Side.
You're a queen for sure.
Just trying, struggling to understand the system that's like eating up our communities and how we can continuously push back. But having said that, there are certain things that will be ineligible for, pretrial incarceration. Like if you steal a candy bar, you've never stolen a candy bar, you ain't going to have a $200 ransom on your head. However, if you are engaged in a violent act, you know, you're gonna be in the county.
Yeah, you can right? be again.
Right. So there is, you know, ain't no purging. There is no, you can commit second degree this and not be incarcerated. That's untrue. So we also want to educate people about things that they can be incarcerated for, because we don't want no more brothers in jail, right? So for groups like you know, Justice for Nicholas Lee, not only fighting for reforms that shrink the system, but educating our people so they actually won't be eligible to be put in cages at all.
Yes, yeah,
yes,
no doubt, sir.
I just seen Mother Comrade put up. We say the terms are political. We say, you know, as opposed to bonds, we say the term ransom, and that kind of gives it a more graphic picture, you know, in the impact. You know, a lot of times, one thing this system in particular is so Machiavellian at, like the euphemisms they use, like, you know, correctional center, you know, bond, and you know what I'm saying, and it takes away the hit, you know what I'm saying. And Tanya just talked about, like, you know, I'm glad you pointed out, you distinguished the fact that you've been charged. You got to be careful. You say certain terms, like, you had crime. It automatically, like, it works a certain psyche.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You know, like, and even the optics of, I mean, I'm thinking, like, in addition to the pressure, the stress on you, you know what I'm saying, you locked up in the infamous Cook County Jail. I mean, I'm having flashbacks with just even mention of it, you know. And Division One, man, and people who have, the attorney, they say, copped out. You know what I'm saying? So you had to do it because you copped out. No, those conditions are so horrible. Like, you said, well, okay, I do anything to get up out of here for a minute. But in addition to that, the optics of, like, it's strategic. Like, you see a lot of, well, white people in particular, you know, the time that they take, when you see them on the news covers, they shaved up, you know, so they, matter of fact, they've not even been locked up. And that image alone, with you coming out there with your suit in town, this person is a civilian, you know, so they should remain a civilian. As opposed to, I remember we was fighting even in the county jail to be able to wear your clothes, because wear your clothes to court. And the people say, like, so what's the big deal about that? You come in there in front of that jury, or you know, or coming in with that suit on, that jail suit. A lot of that image of you, or even those the on the news when they have us, we disheveled. We've been in the police station, 35th and low for you. Ain't seen no water, no bath, none of this here, no shade, none of that. So that image, you know what I'm saying? That image locks that. You know, what the old saying? First impressions.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So even the optics of seeing you, you know what I'm saying? You come out, you shackled up, you come in, he locked up. You supposed to be there. So just even the optics, in addition to the condition, how it impacts you, how people see you. You're supposed, you walking in from court, and I tell people, speak like, well, man, they in there already, so they eyes, you know what I'm saying? Keep them there, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah, that was the mentality for sure.
I want to reemphasize that, and she said about charge. I'm talking about pull you over, just someone charging you with something. I didn't know something on a side note. I was hearing something about this case, and this is a side note. Was it in Seattle? I didn't know. I don't know if I heard them correctly. They was talking about this white lady had came in. She said this dude. They had broken out. Something she called. She said, "How you do?" So we live here. And so the black guy, his white partner, she didn't ask the white partner nothing. But the black guy, she said, "I need to see some proof that you live here." She called the police, and they mentioned something. I said, "I know." I think they said the Karen. I know it's like a Karen act or something. I said, "I may have misheard it," but they were talking about, as a civilian, the power she had, you know what I'm saying, to feel a boldness,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying, to question you, to call the police. But even with the police, to be able to charge you, the impact, you mentioned earlier about your lawsuit, I'm real careful with that term, we beat the case. It's when you charge, and you get this, this destabilization of your family, your job, not to mention even if you do have the bond money, the 10% the money they take from you. Not to mention you get locked up the property. I got stuff. I mean, I mean, jewelry, watches, everything. They didn't rip me up. And you be so happy to get out. You ain't even thinking about that. You know what I'm saying? And the resources, it's a whole system. Like people talking about, even with the banking industry, like how they hold your money, the interest they collecting of your money, the bond that they get up to that money sitting there, you know what I'm saying? They getting up for that. It's a whole industry that is built up for that, you know what I'm saying? And again, the trickle down impact of people copping out. So I had to get my vent on with that, you know what I'm saying? Because even a lot of times we hear these terms like, okay, well, if you didn't do it, you have nothing to worry about. Sit tight, you know what I'm saying? You're going to beat the case. But, man, this whole dynamic of just, you know what I'm saying? We throw terms loosely around like innocent to proven guilty. That sounds good. That sounds good. But, again, we talking about the pretrial fairness act, y'all, how it impacts you. What's your thoughts on that? You know, we live and direct. So, Tanya, any more information we need to know about this or any updates, anything people need to do or anybody they can go check out?
I have a ton of information, Chairman. I want to, you know, we're trying to get as many questions answered, as much, you know, real information out there. I want to just, you know, I know I got limited time. I don't want to suck up all the air on the program. I do want to lift up what you said. If folks Google Chicago false concession capital, just Google it, so I'm making stuff up.
Say that again, sis.
Chicago, we live in the false concessions capital of the world.
You gotta write that down. Chicago and false
meaning
concessions.
There are
concessions. Write that down. Google that, y'all. I need them to check that in while she's saying it.
There are more exonerations based on coerced concessions for people who were falsely accused anywhere else. So just what you said, Chairman, there are folks who didn't do anything, who cannot bond themselves out, who are so desperate to go home that they are willing to take pleas. They are willing to live with a record just because they want to get out of that hellhole, which is a county jail. This is what we are doing to our siblings by having the system that is based on wealth and not public safety, not the safety of human beings. So to clear up, you know, we've gotten just some questions that came, you know, in the world. Folks are like, what if I've already been given a bond? What do I do? That's a great question. The Pretrial Fairness Act, although it was passed, you know, it was held up in court. You know, there was a moment where we had to get all of the state, because this is a huge undertaking, to have the entire state eliminate cash bail. Folks had to be ready for this new law. And in that process of getting ready, some state's attorneys who want to see us languishing away and rotting in cages filed some you know, court stuff. I don't know why words was hard for me tonight, but to, like, stop the implementation. It went all the way to the Illinois Supreme Court, and the Illinois Supreme Court upheld the Pretrial Fairness Act, said that this is the law of the land and we have to do this. And that's what we were celebrating on Monday while we had that press conference. It marked the implementation of the Pretrial Fairness Act. A lot of folks who are in there they have a bond. What can I do? I want to have the PFAC if I can get out. You need to actually request due hearing to have your bond case reconsidered to see if you will be eligible for release. So if you have a relative who has been accused of, you know, like, we got people in there sitting in jail for months, I'm getting all laughed, because they had a suspended license. I had to take my child to school, and I got caught with a suspended license, and I've been here away from my family for 5 months sitting in county jail. What can I do? Talk to your public defense to see if you can have your bond hearing reconsidered in light of the new law. If you have questions, if you just a hater, don't talk to me. Go talk to some racists. Don't reach out to me. Leave me alone. Because, you know, but if there are questions that we can answer, we're having teach-ins all over the city. You can reach out to us at solarchicago.org. We know some smart lawyers that, you know, if you want to hear some lawyer talk. But please understand that we have to push back on this system.
that is harming our people.
Yes, well said, right on. You, okay, so Sandra Grills has said that she had literature that she's passing out daily about it. Tomorrow will be in Parkway Gardens. Y'all know that said, they know that this case, y'all should know that. If anyone wants literature, please inbox her on Cassandra Greer with the literature. She's going to be out there on the ground tomorrow with this literature. You said something about abusive, like suspended license. Last time we hear, but again, be charged or something. And I tell you that whole image of crime, and you'd be like, oh man, these crazy murders, blah. Suspended. I mean, you'll be surprised, y'all. You go do. What people being kidnapped for? You feel what I'm saying? And see, I think it's we need. I want to get a. I wish we had a term to distinguish, like when people have 5 months in the county jail. Technically, you'd be like, okay, well, what's the? That's not a big time. It's kind of like people say they tell like, how old is this dog? I don't hate to use this analogy, but it says no, a dog. 7 years is like, you know, that's 28 years old for you. Cook County to be in jail time is a different 5 months than 5 months. On, you know what I'm saying? And this, we not, man, it's the same, I think Field Marshal George Jackson said, there are no guaranteed tomorrows in general, but prison is a microcosm. County jail, I mean, y'all have heard the cases of people who have come in there. I'm telling you,
they mind
their lives. I'm talking about Nicholas Lee. That was the height of the pandemic, the coronavirus, on a common occurrence. I just made a comment the other day. I say, I don't know if Cook County Jail and Fulton County in Atlanta, if there's some sort of competition going on with these, but the amount of death, I mean, every day that's going down right now in Cook County Jail and Fulton County, Atlanta, you know what I'm saying, in these places, you know. And I was tripping recently about the correlation. About Sheriff Tom Dart being there for 16 years. I said, whoa, Laquan, 16 shots of Laquan McDonald. Yeah. So when you hear these terms of somebody being, again, don't make sure you try to put it in. I wish we can get a term and say, no, we're talking about jail time. 5 months in there is a different 5 months than, you know what I'm saying, in outside community. And that Cook County Jail, Gil Scott Heron, talked about the infamous Cook County Jail, you know. And in fact, we this past August 3rd with Chairman Fred's the street party, we made a trip to go there because Chairman Fred was there in Division One, and we just missed the brothers and sisters, Sandra, Dr. Shani, that the waiting with the front, and these brothers and sisters put up in the windows, you know, saying free them all and support them inside the windows, and man, that boulevard, the infamous Cook County Jail, the stories that go down up and down, I'm having flashbacks as we speak, you know. And so constantly, when I do drive, I go the long way, you know. But I just want to make sure I reiterate that to y'all about the conditions that occur in there. And again, people, like you said, well, if a person is innocent, they shouldn't cop out. Sounds good.
Yeah, sounds good.
But back real talk. In the real world, we live and direct, y'all. I missed that one more time, sis. Okay. You can stay on, but let me know if any callers in queue, y'all got any questions. Instagram, let me know if y'all can still hear me. Give me a heads up, y'all can still hear me, because sometimes y'all still hear me.
Yes, sir.
Piggybacking
on what the sister was saying
about. Grandma's come
around. There's a caller in queue.
Oh, okay. Caller, bear with us. Excuse me. Cub with us. 1 second. Hold.
I'm going to try and make it quick.
Oh, no.
But as far as piggybacking on what the sister was saying, as far as the impact of these laws on our community.
We really going to turn. I'm going to keep all this piggybacking. Get another word. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah. I'm kind of damaged, so just use another term. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Is that, man, these laws, as they're affecting our communities, we definitely should have say-so over them or say-so of them as they come into our community to be impactful or otherwise indoctrinated for most
for lack of better words, but the occupation thus far of our communities, man, we are and have knowledge available to us now, and we have resources available to us now to put us on a better playing field. Mm-hmm. I still don't believe it's entirely level, but it's a better playing field. And if we are to be in this United States, some would say other words, snakes or whatever, but in this community of the United States, man, we have these laws that are governing the land and that are governing our people and that have kidnapped, which was a prime word, our people, man, because not only when there is a crime going on, such as murder, just taking it out of the Safety Act for one moment to see how this impacts our community, as the laws is, when the murder happens, that victim is felt, the loss is going to be tremendous throughout the community of the loved ones of that victim. But we also have that victim's family that is impacted for sure, first and foremost. You better believe it. And then the person wrongfully accused is impacted because he or she goes to prison and their family dynamics is uprooted, to say the least, and they are in turn fleeced by this system that has been just decimating our communities from day one. But was that person committed, that wrongfully committed or wrongfully convicted of that crime, has to go on decades, 20 plus years, before it's determined that, oh, I'm bad. You know, and then they want to make us jump through another court after having been found exonerated of the crime. They want to make us jump through another court on a criminal civil case for a certificate of innocence, as many of you brothers and sisters have witnessed in the news media with the brothers Sean Tyler, as well as his brother Reginald Henderson. They have been fighting to be proven free, if you will, to be exonerated again for a certificate of innocence. I mean, we are made to jump through all these extra hoops and things and what have you, when all the time these laws are meant to apply to everyone. We searching for justice, freedom, and equality of some demonstrations that we supposed to have from the civil rights movement. Why are we steady looking for or steady being placed in a civil rights fight type mind when all of this is supposed to be applicable to us from the start? You know what I'm saying? So we got to definitely be informed and in tune with what's going on with us. And to some degree, FUBU, you say, for us, by us. Yeah. But in these terms, man, we got to start making these laws for us, by us, because the lawfare that they have taken on as far as on our communities under these dog whistles of race on crime, war on crimes, and poverty wars and what have you, all them dog whistles for their ears. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, indeed.
You did. But we know what it is and we see what it is, but the lawfare that has gone on can't continue to go on because now we have the tools, man. We have resources. We have things available and tangible at our fingertips. This next shit, and for me, who spent 28 and a half years in prison learning how to work this internet, is like working NASA. You know, it's putting me at 10 different places at the same damn time almost, but I digress. Brothers and sisters out there, kings and queens of the planet, particularly those of us in the United States as it be, man, We can regain our rightful place in the sun. That's for damn sure. All we got to do is, we the biggest consumer market. exercise that as a known fact for the last plus. You know, we just got the man. Each one reach one, teach one more, man. And now that we have platforms such as this and other platforms, and brothers and sisters are coming back aware of what's going on and what's happening, man, we definitely need unity as a coalition front that I have put out there to certain organizations and people to, man, to be on the front lines for show, for the people. The true civil servants of the people is the people. All power to the people. No delay.
Power to the people. Let me ease a couple of these PSAs, people service announcements, and them. Nancy Lockhart, greetings right back at you. Right on for the update for that math. 60 years of the, I'm going to say anniversary.
Yes,
the knowledge of the bombing in Alabama. I want y'all to check out, also probably the case, on a case we mentioned earlier, a young brother in Florida, Othu Wallace. You're going to laugh, I think they're in the sentencing stage now. You can still flow on YouTube some of the dynamics of the case that was going on live. Othu Wallace, and Google that is another case. Also, Melissa Crowley had just mentioned something good to him. Even about you mentioned that traffic, you know, the cars. When you taking in trumped up charges into my your vehicles, everything. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's a whole record that goes down with this here. You know, that goes that's inclusive in this. Also, look at Tanya Watkins. There's a link that she's placed on here. Also, in regards to the pretrial fairness act. Also, Sean Taylor. Okay, this is November 18th this month, because we have courtroom 101. Certificate of innocence. So y'all, courtroom 101. So put that on the calendar, y'all. November 18th. Cook County Courthouse, 26 in California, 9 a.m. I'm going to say 9 a.m. Tell myself 8:30. I'm clear of my contradictions. It's November 18th. We need Chairman Fred, also we need warm bodies. Ryan Conn, free them all. I got to follow up with you on a few things too, man. Right on. Yes, indeed. We live in the record, on radio. I need some, October 30th. September 30th. They're at the home going for the Proviso East High School. We have a delegation of Black Panther Party Cubs, the Hampton House. I'm going to call Brother Caleb Muhammad, The Nation, other organizations. Matter of fact, Sandra Grin, the Nicholas Lee Foundation, need y'all out there too. I think they're going to have me out in Alabama, but we need for the parade. We need a strong delegation. See, I'm going to post that up here. Go to. I'm bad with that. I'm gonna text it to you. I had a post for next show. We need number different organization to be on deck with that. Now, with that being said, catching my breath, call in Q.
Fremo, we have Brother Devontae Fremo.
Welcome to Fremo Radio.
How you doing, Fremo?
Fremo, we good. Keep our head up on this thing. How you feel, my brother?
All right, how about yourself?
Man, we still swimming, man. They ain't dropped us yet. We still swimming.
Yes, sir. We're trying to stay above water. But I want to, you know, give a little bit of input on that, what you say, it's called a safety act?
Pre-trial fairness act.
Oh, pre-trial fairness act. Well, you know, they always coming up with a new script. But I'm going to say my script. If we can get my script out there, we can shut the juvenile down and the adult system down. They're crooks, okay? It's all the big game that my people don't know nothing about. They ain't teach you the game. You think you know the game. See, when I was with the Bud Nigga Truth Show, they heard me on the radio, so they had some guys throw a class for me that taught me what real laws is and what real laws is in court. We don't know what real laws is. See, we've been twisted and lied to all our life about a lot of stuff. And if somebody told us
I just can't let you just say that without let people know what we're talking about, y'all. For those who don't know, you see the butt naked truth, man. Gotta get, man. I just flip, man. Harold Adriel, y'all.
Man.
Yep. Y'all go check out some old episodes of this too on YouTube again, man.
Yes, sir.
I just had a flashback with you calling in, brother, just now. So y'all again, matter of fact, y'all check it out, Harold Davis. I don't know if you hear to him. You heard him, bro?
No, I haven't.
Pull us some old episodes, yeah, but nigga, too, yeah.
If he going where I'm thinking he going with it, he's finna get real heavy.
No. His brother's physically no longer with us. Harold Davis.
Oh, okay.
The Truth Radio. Yeah, that's why. Tuesday through Fridays. Previous episodes. I want to recommend everybody check that out too.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, brother Monty, my fault. Go ahead. I just want to make sure mention that. Make notes of that, y'all. Harold Davis, Naked Truth. Go ahead, brother.
Well, like I'm a tell the truth because you're the chairman. Some stuff I can't say because. They could take my life for it. That's how dangerous it is because it's about money. But my people don't know the game. You don't know what to say in court. You don't know what to do in court. You don't even know it's illegal to even lock you up because you ain't been taught what's going on, federally or state. See, it's what you say when you get in the courtroom. It's what you do when you get in the police station. But see, your people ain't taught you that. See, if they teach you that, they may lose their life. That's how serious it is. How you think other people go to jail and they get right out? Because they know what to do when they get there. When they go to court, they know what to do when they get in court. See, they know what real laws is. See, it's one real. I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to cut it out to a certain extent until later on. It's one real law, and it's a whole lot of fake laws. You got to figure out which laws is real and which laws is not. That's just like the red light camera. They was getting tickets to people for that all these years. Then they had sued them. And one, and then people will still pay the red light camera. See, my people don't pay attention. See, that's illegal. Well, they already sued and won.
Yeah, let me say something. Let me correct something. You asked the question earlier. Let me say it correctly. You did ask, was this the Safety Act? And I said, again, the press thing was a different law, but so time just technically say it. The Pretrial Fairness Act passed as a part. That's a good question, guys. It's a part of the larger omnibus bill called the Safety Act. So that's your question, and so I want to make sure we go study the whole dynamic of that, because especially with you know like laws and legislation, sometimes you know what I'm saying, it could be like contracts. You know what I'm saying? Look for the small print, so on and so forth. Like even with the initial omnibus terrorism law, they had used, there was certain dynamics in that they had brought up to use that impeded Mumia Abu-Jamal from his appeal on death row. So again, make sure you look at the whole dynamic of that. Let's have some conversations about this, because again, you know, even with the concessions or the victories or the steps we make, always keep our guards up, and also, you know, as Minister UP News to the revolutionary is never satisfied, but in general, you want to make sure, you know, saying, we always fighting to tweak it, you know, saying again, and keep our guards up,
yes,
you know,
sir.
Saying, and also with Franz Fanon, and Jim Theotician said, be able to accept the concessions without compromising our principles. So again, you know, so we let's commend all the forces, the fights with these different leaps and these advances. But again, hey, we gotta get that court inside of water and keep on swinging. Yes, indeed.
Hey, but Fred, I gotta let you know, I was at the Daily Center, right? And I went into the Daily Center, the county jail, and the juvenile home to get a police report that John Burge and his team set me up in 1984-85. For some reason, I can get every police report and all the paperwork on all my other cases, but I can't get that 1985 police report. I can't get the grand jury because it was all a setup. I can't get no help. You know, I was set up in a juvenile home.
Give your Facebook content name so we can at least we'll put a call up and get you some assistance on checking into that. Spell your name for us on Facebook so people can contact you if they can assist you with that.
Listen, Trey, hold on. Before I do that, I was down there myself. I got to go back. I'm trying. The lady told me how to get the police report because they hid it about last year. I didn't go for it because I had got depressed for a while. But I went like 2 weeks ago, and she had told me last year that I can get it off microfilm. So that's why I got to get it off. They trying not to give it to me because they know if they give it to me, I'll take it across the street and say, hey, what my lawsuit money at because y'all done me like this. You understand what I'm saying now? So, I'm happy to try to get some help on trying to get it. You're right about that. But they ain't going to let anybody just help me. The people that I've been, Earl Davis even couldn't help me get it like that. That's how hard it's been. Because it's a lot of political people. See, Mayor Daley was the state's attorney then. There's some judges involved. There's some state attorneys involved. It's real deep, so they're trying to cover it up because there's so many people, political people involved in it that, it's real rough, man. It's been real rough. I ain't gave up.
If I may, man, just to, because I want to also let it be known, too, right, that in this fight, man, that we got going on to free them all, it's also that situation going on that's supposed to drop momentarily with the deposing of then Mayor Richard Daley, of then state's attorney Richard Daley, a while on Burge watch, you know what I'm saying, or a while in charge of John Burge. And the ramifications still have fallouts with them because of Chicago Church of Justice Centers actually receiving or otherwise getting word that they have been granted a new situation of with a new $8 million was it that the mayor office gave them to create a new Bird Center? New John Bird Victim Center. And we're looking to go beyond Bird right now because Bird was like almost 10 to 20 years ago.
$8 million to do what for Bird?
To my knowledge, and it was recently in a newspaper article referring to Mayor Johnson giving the Burge victims or giving funds, approximately $8 million, if I'm correct, giving those funds to create or otherwise erect or build a new John Burge Victim Center.
I want him to say that. You definitely want to...
Yeah, that came out or was made public news
let me check
approximately 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
If not slightly longer.
I got one question. Who got on the holiday? Who got out of jail on a holiday? Who gets out of jail on a holiday?
Oh, yeah, that's a cold move there.
I got out Thanksgiving morning 1989 like a turkey. I got some form. I ain't gonna never forget that. My daddy and my baby sister came and got me from juvenile Thanksgiving morning, 1989. Illegally. They didn't even give me all my good time. Man, it's just, the government ain't no good, man. I don't just got them from 1984. I got them from 1984 to 2007. They kept coming. Because once they get away one time, they gonna keep coming back. Because they think you a dummy. They think you don't know. But when I met Hurl Davis, Hurl made me look back. And I looked back at them chumps and called them up. It's a team.
No,
give us a context. Just get some people do this.
My contact information is Levante Burks on Facebook. I ain't going to hold the line up. Everybody have a blessed and beautiful day. That's Levante Burks again.
Yes, sir.
Have a blessed day, Chairman. I'll holler at you later.
Yes, sir, my brother. We appreciate you. Free them all. We live and direct. We're going to be moving in.
Yes,
we're
sir.
Moving in, y'all. Yes, sir. Free them all. Yes, sir.
I just wanted to say as well, bro, we trying to work on a Beyond Burge Institute to also let it be known that, man, we got these torturous cops and these coercive ones, these bad actors and characters all the way up to present day. And it didn't just stop with Bird, but it continued.
Well, live and direct on Free My Radio. I want to get these up. Okay, definitely. I know it's a subject matter that's it's close to home. A lot of callers and listeners in regards to Maywood. I know I was going to touch on that. On this, let me know your thoughts. Like I say, sports really, I ain't really a big fan of sports, but it's been a big discussion going on in regards to, I don't want to switch lanes, like this, but also your thoughts on this whole thing with Colorado State, like you told me, well, Deion Sanders and the leftists and that, Jackson State, but I want to talk about this Maywood situation also. But let me just throw this out there real quick, too. I'm going to say this. I'm real. I have very few disappointments. I said the other day, I'm kind of concerned about myself because I'm like, I'm not getting disappointed more with a lot of contradictions. I said, damn, I think I'm coming with a clarity, you know. And I was coming to someone about the whole Deion Sanders dynamic, and someone said, Jeremy, you know, man, I can't believe that you. I said, no, clear, he's an aspiring capitalist. I'm clear on that. And a lot of people say, and I listen to people say, well, he sold out. I said, I'm trying to figure out what he said. As he has ever said his interest is in regards to some movement for our people. You feel what I'm saying? And I think the more you come with that with a clarity on who you're dealing with, the different dynamics, they're saying, as Field Marshal George Jackson said, sooner be gone, sooner done. And people say, what do you mean by that term, aspiring? You know what I'm saying? His whole, I mean, the dynamic of aspiring, you know what I'm saying, to make it in this parasitical system, you know what I'm saying? But again, it's some this dynamic of him being at Colorado, it reflects on how, like, you know what I'm saying, whether it be in the music industry, the entertainment, what have you, in many cases, it's really, they say, like, the population at Colorado State, up to my, I don't know how many, well, there's definitely, like, it might be over 80, 90% white people. But you look, I mean, they know to grab that black face in front of it, you know what I'm saying, and how they benefit at the end of the day. And on a side note, check out this brother, it came to my mind, who influenced Elvis Presley. I'm using that term kind of loosely. The whole vernacular. I said, Dad, you're like a vampire, a soul sucker. So Elvis Presley, everything from this. I mean, you know, I heard a general thing about Big Mama Thornton, Chuck Berry, King Rock. This dude, I can't remember this brother's name. He seen Elvis Presley pulling a friend. They thought it was a friend, but this dude here. I mean, the tone, everything. And you don't hear nothing about this guy. I've got this brother's name, though. It'll come to me in a minute, though. Maywood. It was brought to my as a case, as a situation ongoing. Sergio Brown, who played for the NFL. And there's a lot of athletes in Maywood I didn't know about, you know what I'm saying? A lot of them, you know, they call it Maywood. But this one, it's been like the last 2-3 days. Say his mother was found. And they say some stuff on social media. I may have to catch up with it, though. You know, that was brought to my attention 2 days ago. And also his mother has even stopped by to happen on a few occasions. But she, unfortunately, she was found. I just want to just, you know, our concerns, you know what I'm saying, go out to the entire family. We don't know all the different dynamics, though. So there's been a lot of press out there, and maybe we'll people tell us, you know, what's going on. But this is ongoing as we speak. Sergio Brown, and it's a lot of stuff being said, you know, but one thing, you know what I'm saying, what's been confirmed is that, again, his mother was unfortunately she was found, and those go out, so we'll keep y'all abreast on that. I just want to put that out there also.
Also, if I may, Brother Chairman, there was a young sister found in the garage today by her mother, out south on Chicago, and I definitely would like to extend my condolences to their family as well, because she was a young mother to, I believe she was in her early 20s, if not late teens,
mm-hmm.
You know, and she left a child and definitely a family to mourn a loss.
Definitely, yo. It's our condolences. No doubt to Aaron off that. We never doubt it. Flint, Michigan, I just gave word, you know, sent from people close to our family that someone's murdered there. It's just going, it's back to back up there. So, you know, condolences in regards to the, I thought about that. So you know, like the ongoing impact even with the water countries in Flint, Michigan, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? Had to pack the psyche and everything else. So much stuff. So we live direct on Freedom Hour Radio. Y'all feel free to call in the club being with us. Y'all 929-477-3785 and press 1. Again, I'll be sending this out to number organizations we need y'all on deck. September 30th, I will be in, Selma or Birmingham, Alabama. But we're going to get this Caleb Nation of Islam, Sandra Greer, Nicholas Lee Foundation, the Cubs, the Hampton House. Other forces will be there, the parade proviso, East Homecoming. If I'm get you the registration, whatever you know what I'm saying, September 30th, though.
Yeah.
Any more callers in queue? Any callers in queue? And press 1 if you are in queue. To make sure you get in. 929-477-3785 and press 1.
Free them all, Chairman. No callers in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come into queue, please press 1. Free them all.
Free them all. Did we cover generally cover all the subjects that was put there? So let me know if something else you want to retouch on, any contacts you may have missed, any links you may have missed, you know, any things we said that you might have missed. Feel free to type it in, text it, or again call in 929-477-3785. Press 1. 1-770-822-38953. We live on the record Freedom Hour Radio, a spirit of making history, taking history, and taping history, y'all. Anything we miss you want to retouch on, callers in queue, anyone?
If I may touch on something, Chairman,
yes,
I wanna also put out there that we've had another victory in the court system as well as with the collateral estoppel situation. We have a brother, Claiborne Smith. He was recently back last Thursday, but he didn't receive the help that he otherwise needed from the community to shower him with the outpouring support of resources that we are talking about. And I would go in depth with it. However, right now we trying a coalition build. You know what I'm saying? So as it stands, though, we have a win, as I started out saying, with the collateral estoppel issue that the brother Claiborne Smith championed in the court system, giving us the leverage to hopefully bring about some bad cop legislation to come forth shortly. Speaking in regards to having the collateral staff or attack to bad cop behavior. You know what I'm saying? This is not about those true civil servants who don't operate under the cloak of bullshit. I don't know if we clear to that type of language. Excuse me, Chairman. But
we clear over there, you know, saying piggyback on them bad words and
yes,
shit.
Yes, sir.
We all good on that one.
Yeah, you did, but we gonna try and keep it professional, maintain our cool as best we can. But we definitely fired up for the people.
Yes,
but like we were saying, the collateral estoppel when attacked to these bad cops and bad actors. It allows them not to be seen in the light of a civil servant, and they get to be seen in the view of which they are bad actors, to say the least. And we cleaning that up for them. You know what I'm saying? Just calling them the bad actors that they are and have done, the bad things that they have done to us as a people. You know what I'm saying? And we refuse to lose right now. We got to refuse to lose because we got too much at stake right now. We got the insight, we got the knowledge, and we got the know-how. and we got people in place to give us the necessary tools of resources that we need to be powerful, to be the rightful, powerful people that we are, man, and chosen people that we are. So with this collateral estoppel, we telling the state and the justice system that, man, we know who these ones are. Y'all know who these ones are. Y'all have even said or went so far as to say by the Judge Paul Bible, his situation being that these cops were bogus to begin with and have had this ongoing bad treatment of people of color, black and brown communities, such as Guevara and other officers, but we gonna stem it around the ones that have been known as such with these cases rendered against them, saying that they are who we said they were.
Yes, indeed. Are we live and direct? I'll be remiss if I only mention my sister here, man, Crown Princess Tanky Ford. Love and respect, man. Right back at you, no doubt about it. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, man. Going to Casey, man. Okay, man. Casey, man. Malik, man. So many others, man. No doubt about it. Love you right back, my sister. We on hold. Okay, hold on. Make sure you press one. Okay. So the comrade, check the lines. Call in queue. Make sure you press one.
We have caller 7734.
Yeah, that's me. How you doing?
Right on. Well, on this end. How we doing? For Fremont Radio,
I'm
no doubt
tired,
about it.
Chairman.
Who we have
I'm
here?
I'm tired, but I hit this Cassandra Greer.
Yes, indeed. Welcome.
Okay, thank you so much, Chairman. I had to call in because I was listening to the brother and what he was just saying about the support that wasn't there in the court system. And he's so right, and I just want to call in because, you know, it's so many young men and women that's back there, Chairman, that we go and fight for every day at this corrupt court building. And these people, these families got to get up, Chairman, because, you know, we can scream all day on Facebook, free them all, and we can wear shirts and shit on their birthday, but they want to be free. And the only way they're going to be free is if we make noise and we stand together. It shouldn't be two organizations. It shouldn't just be Soul or Chairman Fred and the Black Panther Party or Nicholas Lee Foundation. It's too many of us, Chairman, out here, you know, and it's just real fucked up because you go in this courtroom with these corrupt prosecutors, the corrupt judges, and you see 2-3 people for these men and women that you know are wrongfully convicted. But where are the people? You know, we can scream all day, but faith without works is dead. So, you know, I just wanted to call in to agree with what that young man was saying. You know, we got to get up and get out here. You know, Chairman, I don't want to be out here from morning to night every day, but you know why I got to? Because I don't want these young black men and brown men out here to believe what these motherfuckers is saying, calling it a purge act, so they won't get out here and do some dumb shit and be back there behind the walls and we can't get them. So that's why I'm walking in all of these high-risk areas. I ain't going to Mount Greenwood. I'm going to 35th and Rose, to Lawless Gardens Parkway. I'm going to my neighborhood, South Shore. I'm going to all the neighborhoods where it matters.
Yeah,
or when they get back here and they ain't going to have no bond. See, that's what they want. It's a trick of the enemy. And see, that's my job. If I love them the way I say I love them, if I can get on Facebook all day screaming free them all, what am I doing to make sure they stay free or make sure they don't go back there? So I just want to encourage people, get out here, help us. It shouldn't be 3-4 people. It shouldn't be one organization, Soul or the Black Panther Clubs. We need help. Y'all, we can defeat this shit if we stand together. That's all I'm saying.
I need
y'all. Ain't no big ass little using this shit. I need everybody. It don't matter if you don't like me, you don't agree with what I'm saying. It ain't about me. It's about all of them back there that's suffering. And we know Tom Dart don't give a fuck. Look at how many people done died back there. This man got a budget of $600 million, and people still complaining about not having toiletries. So come on, y'all. This man was right. It shouldn't be 2-3 people in the courtroom. Y'all, we need each other. Stand with me. Faith through our works is dead. This shit can happen if we stand together and push forward. Thank you so much, Chairman. I appreciate you.
We thank you. We appreciate you. Let me, in our close, we on our last few minutes. Let me Let's commit, y'all. Let's commit. Man, let's re-echo this, man. Reshare this show, man. I want to make sure, let's commit. Let's tie this in. I'm just talking about when it become politically correct, you know what I'm saying? Because, again, this court support thing, y'all. Let's start tying in our everyday lives, you know what I'm saying? You'll be surprised until you go sit in the courthouse, court, you know what I'm saying? What's going on, you know what I'm saying? 26 in California. I know a lot of times we hate to go down there, and sometimes we think we don't acknowledge it, it'll disappear, it'll go away. But the deal is, like I said, man, you can look at that humane society. I just, man, if the deaths that was going on down there, the kidnapping, we talk about slavery in an abstract, disconnected way. Go down and sit in the courts. I'm talking about people. It's like I told somebody I want August 30th to come. I want to get to the point. We see it's an official holiday. I said, I look forward to the day that our people with a pride. We had them flags like in the Mexicano community. They had them in Cinco de Mayo. They had them Mexicano flags. The Puerto Rican day, they had a Puerto Rican flag. People look at when you attack, they look at the audience, the courtroom, who's there for you. You know what I'm saying? We need to pack them courtrooms in, y'all. Go down there. Okay, what they leave me. Let's make it, man. Let's start that court support. Let's start showing, getting warm bodies down there, y'all. Go down there, pick a name. Go up in them courthouses, man. Again, check these pages and say, it's all the time, it's some names up there, some cases up there. You know what I'm saying? You may say, well, man, what else, this person, go see for yourselves. 26 in California. You know what I'm saying? Come on down there. Start going down there. We used to make a joke, make it light. I said, man, like the meeting place, when we get down there, well, let's make, you know what I'm saying, let's start tying this in. You know what I'm saying? Say, man, I mean, your court support, also that one prisoner, one contact. Man, make sure that everybody got some particular respective prisoner, somebody that's locked up, they corresponded with, you know what I'm saying? Wow. Adolf Hitler said that his first victims in the gas chamber was the ones who did not receive any mail, y'all. Now, take for granted your loved ones being taken care of. Again, we need, man, I want that to be a closing note. But again, before we go out for this show right now, let's make a commitment. At least, let's say, okay, on your post, stop putting up a prisoner's name and ID number. Start telling us some whose court date coming up. You know what I'm saying? On our calendars, put it in there. Everybody,
on the street.
Who once a month, once a week, put up down there. Put somebody down there. You know what I'm saying? And Cook County, go up in the courts. You used to be surprised how even if the judges, they look at them and see people out there for you. You know what I'm saying? Even if you don't know the person, y'all, go down there and again make it a class project. You know what I'm saying? Go down there and see get that. It's a video. It's a video on the close. It's a video on YouTube called Maywood, type in Maywood's Finest, Free Them All. They wanted to do a video with us. I said, the only way I'm going to do this video with y'all is y'all got to come on down and get this work. They came to the Hampton House on the day of the vortex, one of the coldest days in history. I said, the only way I'm going to be able to do this video, you go down to Cook County Jail. Freezing cold. We went down to Cook County Jail. Go watch that video. It's a video called Free Them All. It's type in Maywood's Finest on YouTube and Free Them All. We caught people coming up out the jail, caught them brothers walking up out of there, and tied into their video. Artists, rappers, do your song. They say, keep it real. Let's start tying this in. Go down there. I mean, the courthouse, you'll be surprised what's going down. Brothers, love and respect, y'all. Go ahead, brother. Let's close out.
I'm going to make it quick. Don't lift every voice just to sing. Lift every voice to power, people.
Thousands of people, y'all. Again, y'all keep your heads up, eyes on the fist clench, y'all. Again, man, don't make that man. One person, one contact. Look down there, Twisted California. See what's going on in the world. Ministry of Penus said that they love to perform that Trench in the Dark. Let's turn the lights on, y'all. It's called Free Them All, man. Same time, same station, man. Rooms and love respect, y'all. Free Them All.
Wake up. Wake up, get a hold of your life, go get your cake up. The motto in the streets is you eat or you get ate up. Straight up, you're tired of waiting, go get your weight up. My people's tired of waiting for reparations to pay up. Screaming Jesus can save us, I get the Bentley if I save up. But that's just another trick to enslave us. Push the minimum wages, put our fathers up in them cages. Then watch how our mothers struggle to raise us. But my ambition won't let me live in this poor condition. That doesn't care about color, creed, or your religion. Free politicians gotta listen to opposition. From my position, we still ain't got a pot to piss in. From my position, we still ain't got a pot to piss in.
Allah said save the babies from the cold. Pour wisdom in their cups to the truth overflow. Still knowledge is that bread that keeps us well fed. Oh, time religion would not bring us satisfaction without action. Now who can disagree with me? God is not a mystery. There's nowhere in history that you can show and prove to me. But still you face each and our head to be religiously. I'm G.O.D. to infinity. For real.
The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it up, just you and me.
For reparation. The Bush administration, unequality, martial law, segregation, falsehood, false teaching, false education. Now it's time for us to come amongst this nation. They deceiving us, they don't believe in us. They believe in that cream like Julius Caesar. I'm like Marcus Garvey, Malcolm X with the heater. Ripping the chains of the remains of all of the leaders. Never worship an image of evil swine eaters. I'm on the back of the bus with two fine Zetas. We in the jungle of life, but never jungle fever. I'm God body all day long, spiritual life lessons that I reciting a song, trying to wake up everybody, can we all get along? For my people that's out there persevering through the storm. Black fish, Staten Island, stand up, stand strong. Penetrate through the gate and bring the clan along.
World is getting more iller than ever. Thought we was chilling, striving, change for the better. But it was a dream like Martin Luther. He had a vision that could move mountains. Protect one another, that's words of my brother Malcolm. As-salamu alaykum, wa alaykum as-salam. We want justice, police supposed to protect and serve. And then they shoot us down like wild animals. The nerve of them cold-hearted killers with blue suits playing our black youth. The earth cries from all the blood that's being spilled. We need a solution fast, it's your law bill. Let me educate them, translate it, meaning God's will. It goes rolling together. Together how we are, to stand with a plan, divided we down to fall. And that's the Willie Lynch tag that separated the mass and taught us all the things backwards.
Oh, she ain't playing my game, me and my sister. Oh, man, yeah, more than different.
The world won't get no better.